Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're here. We're together. We're in it all. All right, people, listen, you're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. I am co-host Talk Dude. Actually, I'm the host. I'm the man himself. And on the other side of this line is Organic OK. The show is brought to you by him, by the way. It's a fact. Probably still hear my voice echoing on this thing.
Yes, this convenient organic okay. Thank everybody for taking the time to connect with us. Thank you.
All right. Now, what involving the handicap we're talking about tonight? What should we make our personal important business? All right, let's see. Well, I know there are more services basically now for the handicapped. I'm like, not enough. We're not doing enough. Handicapable aren't not really moving ahead. Not really. The wheels of progress are not moving as fast as they should. Come on, handicapped people. We should be doing something. We should be doing something right now. We should be doing more than we're doing. We always need to be doing more than we're doing. That's a fact. What do you have in mind? What do you suggest? All right, let me start from the top. I like the fact that there are more accessible wheelchairs now that are handicapable more than ever. I like the fact that there's enough personally people. There is more, but it's still not enough. We're not moving ahead like we should, are we? We're not. All right. Let's decide that, shall we? Let's decide. We need to do something. We need to do it now. We need to do it like yesterday. That's an expression that a lot of we on this show and this business use. We need to be personally, what's the word I'm looking for here? Proactive. I know it's just a management buzzword, but it means something. The two people who are basically doing a lot of things that they think are something worthwhile, but it's really just a lot of nothing. There was a time when basically martial artists, they try these tricks, they pass them down, they seem like they really were something, but it was really just a dumb idea. It's just time wasting. Think about how you're doing that. The certain steps you're not making with enough of your life. Fellow handicapped people, you can be more than just the guy the bus has to take a moment to break down for and strap in. You can be more. Organic, are you there? You agree with me? Come on. We need to be doing something. Now, the handicapped community, I don't need a special accommodation. There's a lot of stuff they should not be able to use, but you know, for a long time, I was the guy who basically believed that everybody in a wheelchair, on crutches, some kind of cripple or amputee, or the handicapped, they should be heavily armed. I believe the elderly should too. The world's just not safe, is it? Okay, now I'm coming across a bit too much like a crackpot. Fair enough. But it's true. I mean, I do think that these things are needed. I think that we need a few more than just ramps and rails. More than just rail all over the important parts of the building. More than just, basically, a blind man needs more than just a dog to lead him around town. He even needs more than just person. I don't know. It's a real thing. It's an able thing. What to do. Everyone out there, I want you to call in. I want you to get involved with this. I'm Talk Dude, and you're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. We can take steps towards that greater, greater good. Not the greater good, the great. Great. It's not good, it's great. Handicapped people, are you doing great? I know you feel like some days you'd basically just give your soul just to be able-bodied. But are you doing enough of that? I mean, really? It's a hell of a question, isn't it? Me, personally, I've been doing a lot more lately. I had benefits, I had something that would help. But I still feel like I need more than I got. I still feel like I'm just not doing enough. I think everyone out there feels like that. Even you able-bodied. A lot of you guys are just lazy. I know, thankfully, with this busted economy, it's going to be what is it now? It's forcing everyone to step up their A game. Everybody's working harder. Everybody. But it's not enough, is it? We need more. But how do we get it? Well, first step basically is to realize that you can do more with your life. Secondly, there needs to be one big organization that all the handicapped personally can get behind. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about there needs to basically be, you need to belong to one organization. It needs to be you. We need to unite the emotions. We need to.
You know, another thing, too, is this comedian organic okay? One of the things you got this disability sound like some form of, people call this, is it disability, you know, is this kind of like the Department of Lazy Disability? People get in a habit when people feel like, when people utilize something, a person is like, well, you want to have a good time at a party. And the person that you would never have chaperone your kids or chaperone you when you was young is a person that don't care to see you happy, right? And when people don't care to see you happy, then they feel like their job is to dictate happiness like some kind of tyrant, you know, molesting, emotional person that always makes excuses for their actions. You ever been around people that always make excuses for them making you uncomfortable? And then they want you to emotionally be tied into how they behave when that's not your feeling. That's not your interaction or how you want to go enjoy yourself, right? So think about this. When you're talking about disabled person, if there was just a person disabled representing everybody, what would people disabled truly feel? Is no one person can truly know every disabled person's opposition, emotionally, how they want to feel. Because some disabled people, they go out their way, anything you ask them for the question, they go out their way to undermine you. If you're looking at people just burning time, what are we really looking at as far as people healing, people being free, people are seeing things, ways and places where they've never seen before? You see, what I'm saying to you is, are we wasting our time on people that's not really looking for the best interest of the collective? Peace, happiness, true happiness, not someone that's undermining you. If somebody can say they're trying to be happy by undermining you when they know what they're doing is selfish. Somebody just, you know, discarding and disregards to your feelings and want everything about them, right? You got people that truly care, truly care, truly invested into the best interests of others, you can see the effort, how they go about pleasing people, you know, going about accommodating people, you know, truly understanding this person need accommodation beyond the understanding that may be at that point of connecting, right? Like a relationship, right? You got people that truly care for your peace, truly care for connecting and investing. They go way beyond, and they just don't feel like they've done enough to make you happy. You will appreciate someone totally different when they truly are looking for the results and they're putting the actual investment into the tools that make the actual interaction with your life and traveling and emotionally, you know, being vulnerable. They're looking for these things to be comfortable. This is Comedian Organic OK. And this is part of the show, as a co-host, this is part of the show that I must bring up. For those who have not been tuned into the show, this is a part of the show that I come together and I'm going to, this is what I want to do. It's going to be a two can be continued. Why is that? Because after we announce a couple of things, I'm going to get back to this part. But while you take this time to tell people what you need to tell them, let's make sure by after the update on the time, let's let them just get back to what I'm about to tell them. Remind me if I don't remind you, sir. Thank you.
Is this Marie? And I wish somebody would call in and join us. I wish somebody would call in and get involved with us. I wish upon a star that would happen. I wish.
Be careful what you ask for. You might just get it. And on top of that, if you get it, what you going to do with it? You got people calling.
I do want to know that people are... Well, I do want to know people are listening. I want to know somebody out there is listening and somebody out there as it deserves to be taken. I want to know that.
But it starts from you. Once you start appreciating your effort, you know it's a lie when it gets to one person at a time. You don't think that's going to be a reflection until, look at this. Imagine this. Imagine, for those that can identify with this, imagine being a person that never been in a wheelchair. Getting in the wheelchair, moving through, feeling people's energy, and to get pushed in the corner where your energy feels like someone just hijacked it and left you with a shell. You are in a corner where no one is, and you want the energy, you're used to the conversation, but when you're pit in a corner or someone standing over you, and it's almost like they are, it's like you're mostly the mannequin that people walk past. And the person that you identify with is not a person that's talking to you. And so often, the person's not seeing eye to eye to you. And I'm saying, in your life, what does that mean? Truly. I want to get into what I was going to tell you, but I want you to update them with the time shortly so they will have the information. Then after that, then we will talk about what I was going to tell you and talk about to the people what I normally talk about on these particular platforms.
I think about that myself. All right. Honestly. To plug anybody else here, but I love those handicaps who did things. Who moved things, who moved mountains, who did it in a lot of ways. I really, truly did. I dream of basically, I guess I want another handicapped person to come along and, you know, be my friend and tell me everything's going to be okay. And we can do superhuman things together.
Well, guess what? Let them know the time and I'm going to tell you something. Tell them know the time. About that time, right?
Yeah.
Tell them what time it is.
Well, no, one more minute till. There it is. There it is. It's 7:45 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. I'm Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is Organic OK. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, isn't it?
Yeah, right. So thank you for giving that announcement, sir. This is what I wanted to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to tell you was, listen to me, this is what I wanted to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This part of the show that I wanted to let everyone know, for those that had some kind of idea that this is the part I talk about, yes, I talk about this. Talk, dude. A woman that's attractive, that mind, emotionally, is aligned to the fair balance that you bring to the table. Accommodating you with what you truly desire. Having an attractive woman, you shouldn't be left with this opposition of saying, oh, I don't deserve an attractive woman. You know, what people don't understand, people mold you to see, no, that's not right. No, it is right. Right? So when something is helpful in, so when you go get a brand new pair of shoes from the store, you don't go to a brand new store and you buying new shoes, do you? Or do you have brand new shoes and based on your management skills, based on what you can afford, what people say, hey, I got a pair of shoes. I didn't do anything with them. Would you like them? Right? They may not even wear the shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can see things that you appreciate, right?
Oh, yeah.
But people try to tell you, they try to tell you an emotional, they want you to be like you working at a flea market and they want to emotionally give you hey, can we make a negotiation of what you deserve in life? I know you think you deserve this. Not even the person you're dealing with. That's the point. You're not even dealing with the person a lot of times that you're dealing with all the people that you're not dating. Like, hold on, I'm not even dating you. Why I have to deal with this level of disrespect? Can you imagine that how many times in your day that you're not even dealing with this, you're not even dealing with the woman directly? Dealing with other people's expectations. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Think about how much, how would you be interacting with an attractive woman without dealing with the people that they're kind of molding you to see things that they don't have? How do you know that the woman that you truly desire is not what you really desire to have? She desires. That might solution is trying to give.
Yeah. All right. That's what we need. Solution, I think, is we all need to be unified some. I wish there was basically some way, some. We all need to be part of the same guild, every single handicapped person. I don't just mean this country, I'm talking on the planet. We all mow down for the greater good. When an organization gets big enough, it does all kinds of things. It moves mountains, knocks them down. Honestly, how many more of those guys who actually get handicapped, who conditions the handicapped way?
As handicap is going to be like you are taking handicap to another handicap. Did you hear what I said? You're taking handicap to another handicap. Do you get me?
Oh yeah. To abolish the handicap. So the handicap.
A person that's not understanding is very unique. Space of handicap and how it changes. You're just trying to make handicap be this polluted trash bin where people just throw things that they don't want into the handicap place. And that's not quite, I don't think that's accurate on what handicap is. Handicap can be many things. It can be a person that have found people and made the setback that they had so amazing. And a handicap was just thrown out there just to say these people are handicapped not as the infrastructure of a polluted, cross-contaminated destruction of least and not able to accomplish something. But no, these people are the exception. But no, you're not doing it. All you're doing is throwing this polluted handicap. And I'm like, hey, this is not appropriate. You are giving these people unneeded handicaps that they don't need to have. Why would you take your time to make handicap be so divided? This is divided handicap, sir. This is not, let me show the sincere freedom that we are coming in from into this space where we are desires and wars and our great man. It's so many amazing handicapped women physically, mobility, don't have what you think and have so much to offer that people say, what am I going to do to qualify? They're gonna, like, I'm joking. But it's so, you would be surprised around this world and around this nation. So many wonderful ability, a woman that's physically disabled, but so helpful, so involved, so nurturing, just so caring, understanding that the handicap is almost in a locker where they go play sports. It's just laundry, okay? And that laundry could be clean.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand, if you're going to be talking about handicap, you should be talking about handicap from a place of people throwing trash on you. Once you clean the trash, and the access that people get to use you, you won't know the difference between greatness and the actual freedom, that love, the marriage. Where are these things married? You will see so much greatness, you won't be connected to people wasting your time to not give you what is deserved. You deserve these things. And this is something that's showing respect of being in your company. See, once you get to that attitude, you know the people wasting your time are people that don't deserve to even conversate with you, sir. And once you understand that, these people won't be able to even get your time, and they'll be begging that just you to be around them, treat you. Then you won't have this conversation with yourself. That's so much disconnect with your true feelings about being healthy for yourself. And he's you know, so funny, he's so understanding. He's talking about, what's my call? I called to him to tell him the conversation that he needs. That's what he needs to be hearing. He wants for a conversation, it's for him to hear it. He thinking that it's meant for everybody else. No. If this is helping you, that is the conversation, the person you need to hear. And once you get there, understand, appreciating the conversation you get in, people will fall in place, and you will see this is something that is appreciative of you having just as much as others. It's not for you to be out not enjoying what the reward is for you to have it. It's a gift that you give them. It's not the obligation of you to be not free, as the freedom is existing for everyone to have freedom. Not just them. You are just as much deserving to get the freedom as anyone else. Think about that first. So you won't be so, oh, somebody call. No. If you understand that, it's healing. If you're healing yourself in front of people, that's what you should be looking at. That's the real thing. When you're healing yourself in front of people, as you're socializing, you don't lose. You're gaining a relationship with others.
Dang. So it's what I need. It's what I want. Wait a second. Wait. There's more handicapped people than my handicapped. You know, we need basically more websites, I think. Like, once again, one giant website that we're all connected to and whatever. The handicapped.
Why you didn't just embrace that, sir? Why you got to make it seem like some kind of cheap birthday party for somebody that's fantasized? You can get all these things.
You are so cynical. You are so cynical. It doesn't need to sound like that at all. Once again, I'm just saying, we all need to unite. But I made that point already. I need to find another point. Like, okay, for example, look, I'm handicapped. I'm trying to stay active. Like,
everybody,
for example, I had these chili cheese chips.
This guy like one of them cartoons that just say sad songs. I will be disconnecting my conversation. Everybody, this can mean
No, don't. Look, let's close this show together with a little bit more of, a little bit more positivity.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right.
Come on, now. You got much time.
Me being disabled, it's not all bad. People have a comment in there. A lot of people tell me.
Why you talking about it? That disabled sound like somebody trying to get some blood. We donating blood for this blood drive. What is this? The blood drive?
I'm trying to say that being handicapped isn't all bad.
Huh?
It all bad.
Do they need to know that? Anybody disabled, you think they truly need you to tell them that it ain't all bad? You ain't give them nothing to really see happiness. Happiness is something that you have to invest in. You know, you have to be a part of that in a way that people can see that when they don't see nothing. They see all these miserable things that people say. Well, everybody, this is my last word. Thank everybody. This is Comedian Organic, okay? And the name of the show is?
I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Let's talk about the good side of being handicapped. Okay? You do see more of the world. You're forced to. You are more illuminated. You get out of bed every morning and you make yourself move. It's a triumph of the human spirit. It's something.
Like people just enjoy this. And it's like, it's like almost like somebody trying to tell you how to laugh when that's not really connecting. You gotta connect to people. You just make it seem like it's just enjoy it. And it's like you're not even realizing. It's more to it than that. You're not thinking about in the deep part of people's misery, deep part of oppression. If it was just that simple just to say that, everybody would just be happy. And you're not looking at that. You have moments. You don't.
Find a way to laugh. Put your personality out there. Make something.
Don't be the disabled Dennis the Menace, okay?
Oh, stop it. I'm telling them to take pride in it all. I found a way to embrace it. People, this is Talk Dude here, who is proudly disabled. Who's probably living with the beast and tries to find ways to overcome it every day, who's accomplished quite a bit.
You don't necessarily get about what you say, because the way you're talking about it the way that people have never freed your soul to have the freedom that you truly deserve to have under the sunshine, growing the wealth of the solo of this heart, where the heart loves greater moments. You're talking as a person that have never seen happy people share love from the backdrop of your desires. You're talking to them in a very, like, sedated. Look at the happiness. Happiness doesn't sound like a muffled cry for happy friends, happy love. This is more to life, buddy. I'm gone.
There is. Talk about people embracing the good. I want to thank you all. You've been listening to Talk Dude and Organic OK on I Can't Find You, But Find Ourselves. Thank you. Good night.